Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It was a cold, dark December morning when we woke to the shocking news that our lives had been shattered by the shooting of John Lennon. Our beloved Beatles could never reunite. Their music was the soundtrack to our growing up. My girlfriend was going away for 3 months and brought me an early Christmas present that morning. Unwrapping it didn't get much reaction. I made my way to the office. All were in stunned silence, not knowing what to say to each other. We went through the motions of the phone-in, some magazine show that didn't really matter. Every news bulletin led with the same uncomprehending story. Andy Peebles of Radio 1 had landed back from New York at dawn, clutching the interview he'd recorded the day before.
I can go right out this door now and go in a restaurant. Do you want to know how great that is?
Everyone wanted to hear John's final words of happiness.
When I left England, I still couldn't go on the street. It was still Carnaby Street and all that stuff was going on. We couldn't walk around the block, couldn't go to a restaurant, unless you wanted to go with the business of the star going to the restaurant garbage.
You can go out to a restaurant, he said, and people will come up and say hello. But they won't bug you or anything. The interview had been arranged hoping to give a boost to the sales of the latest Lennon album, which was doing modestly well. The singles charts that week were dominated by ABBA, St. Winifred's School Choir, Madness and The Police. Starting Over had peaked a couple of weeks previously at number 8, and Lennon's latest stuff, well, it just seemed to be yesterday's news. I suggested to my boss that morning that we should do something about Lennon, and he just said, okay, make it your last half hour. And that's what I did, barely 12 hours after Lennon was shot. The clips came down the wires.
The former Beatle, who was 40, was returning home from a recording studio with his wife, Yoko Ono, when he was murdered.
I stitched them together.
The man who shot John Lennon walked up to the musician as he was leaving his limousine. According to eyewitnesses, he said, "Mr. Lennon," and then fired at him point blank at least 5 times.
My links are in the manner of the time. An impartial news reporter telling the story without my own opinion or emotion. Weirdly, I'd done an hour of my kids' show, Timmy on the Tranny, from 4 till 5. I didn't really have my heart in it. I remember saying very little that show. I found this tape in my loft, a box of quarter-inch reel-to-reel labelled in my handwriting. When I hear it now, I notice the weather forecast beforehand. Here was the emotion, such as there was. It's rather cloudy, more of the same for the next few days. Then I hear the American voices eager to express their hurt and anguish, and I'm reminded that we Brits prefer to play his music and grieve quietly. Decades later, I can still recall the cold, grey numbness of that day. The album shows the influence of McCartney's melodies on John Lennon, and we are reminded that John Lennon's greatest solo contribution, after being one of the Fab Four, of course, the greatest band that ever lived, is that very simple refrain, "Imagine."
And the world.
Prospects for the next 24 hours, in fact, show little general change. Tonight, then, first of all, rather cloudy, I think, throughout most of the night. One or two places perhaps getting some brief clear intervals. And then tomorrow, again, continuing rather cloudy, though those places in sheltered areas from the southwesterly winds may get some bright or sunny intervals. The temperatures are going to range from about 4 centigrade tonight and rise tomorrow afternoon to around 8 centigrade, so it will be somewhat milder than of late. The winds are south to southwesterly. They're light or moderate at the moment, but I think later on in the night and during tomorrow they will increase somewhat and become fresh southwesterlies. And then the outlook for tomorrow... continuing mostly cloudy, possibly with a little rain in places, but nothing very significant there, and then brighter weather spreading in from the northwest later on Thursday. That's the latest weather. Now for the traffic news, we join Bill Tozer at the AA.
Yes, thank you, Brian, and this evening's rush hour well underway now. The usual peak time delays occurring on exit roads from the city and local town centres due to the volume of traffic. Fortunately, no major problems reported, and no serious delays reported on the main routes through the area. Traffic is heavy now, moving reasonably well. If you're driving to Heathrow or Gatwick Airport, that should be a good journey with the main approach roads clear, and the main routes in and out of London also good, no serious problems. Bill Tozer, A Road Watch.
And now, Radio Oxford presents a tribute to John Lennon.
John Lennon was born October the 9th, 1940. This morning, at 4 a.m. our time, he was shot dead outside his New York apartment.
Here's a 25-year-old Hawaiian called Mark Chapman. No one knows what the motive was. He's been described here by a police spokesman as a screwball, and the New York Police Department are apparently talking to his wife at this moment in Hawaii, trying to find out why he came to New York. He came to New York about a week ago, and what his motive could possibly be. But I think he was just in a pretty bad mental state from what I can gather. Apparently, he turned up outside the Dakota apartment building yesterday afternoon with Lennon's new record and got Lennon to autograph it. And he was waiting for Lennon when he returned after a recording session last night. And he approached him. There was some altercation. We're not quite sure what went on. And then he fired 5 shots into him. And the first shot fatally wounded him.
Radio and television stations across the country report an avalanche of phone calls as word of John Lennon's murder spread. Many fans were said to have been grief-stricken. Disc jockeys from coast to coast are playing John Lennon's music. CBS News has received calls from Latin America and Europe seeking confirmation of the story. Hundreds of people gathered through the night outside Lennon's New York City apartment building and sang, "Give Peace a Chance."
When Kennedy was killed. I was 8 years old then, and I remember that vividly, and I feel the same feeling. It's just too hard to sit in the room after hearing something like this.
Couldn't happen anywhere else, I don't think, but New York.
I grew up in the 60s, you know. I live around the corner, too. And so it's senseless. I'm 40, I was murdered. He didn't die from cancer, he was murdered. I love that man, and he kept me from dying a lot of times.
I feel like I've been punched in the stomach.
It's very important that even though people can't do anything about what happened, the feeling of numbers together maybe can wash away the hurt.
After his mother died, John Lennon was brought up by his aunt Mimi and spent his teens in the coffee bars of Liverpool, studying art, though not very seriously, and learning to play the guitar. He formed the Beatles with Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Pete Best, the first drummer, and his close friend Stuart Sutcliffe, who died tragically at the age of 21. Throughout the 60s, the Fab Four with the new drummer Ringo Starr were to dominate pop music right across the world. The Cavern and Liverpool became places of pilgrimage for thousands of fans, and today the city of Liverpool is in mourning, and our colleagues at Radio Merseyside found out.
He was part of the town, wasn't he? He was part of the era I was in, anyway.
He was a teenager when I was a teenager, and, well, he's one of us, isn't he? You know, he's one of my period.
I don't think he should have left Liverpool. He should have stayed here. We used to shout John Lennon for president once when we were young. Yeah, he was good. He was very intelligent. Didn't think till I heard the news. He was part of us. You know, I was obsessed. I'm keeping there listening to him anyway. I'm on my way to work. It's going to be bad.
Liverpool is a city stunned by the news of John Lennon's tragic death, and in offices and shops and out on the street, the talk is of nothing else. It was in Liverpool that the Beatles first came together, four local lads who set the course of music history for more than two decades. Liverpool was their city, and they were the city's golden boys. But to date, there is no official landmark in the city that recognises the Beatles. The Cavern Club, where they first played, has made way for a car park, and not enough money has been raised to erect a statue. The City Council has said it could go in one of the city's main squares. £40,000 is the sum that needs to be raised. Today, the group's original manager, Alan Williams, described John Lennon as a brutally honest but highly sensitive person. And John's tutor at art school in Liverpool, Arthur Ballard, paid this tribute.
I think he was the energy of the group. I think he was the dynamo, as it were. And I think he was a genius. There's been nothing as significant as him, not for me anyway. He's equivalent to a great artist. I mean, an artist is a person, doesn't matter whether he's a painter or a writer or whatever. To be a great artist is an extremely unusual thing, to have the insight, to have the courage, to have to look the world straight in the face and say, look, this is what you're about. It's unusual. And he was that thing.
People of all ages have expressed their shock and sense of loss at Lennon's death. One girl too young to be caught up in the Beatlemania of the 1960s went out this morning and bought £30 worth of Beatles records. Maybe the most poignant comment came from John's former headmaster, Bill Popjoy. He said the manner of John's death, although horrifying, was maybe the way that Lennon would have wished it. I couldn't ever have seen him passing peacefully into old age, he said.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Was John Lennon to the Beatles? To many, he was seen as the epitome of the rock rebel. The rock correspondent of the Times is Richard Adams.
John was the sarcastic one, and he was the one who really gave the group its edge, I think, its humour, which was one of their most noticeable qualities in the early days. And later on, of course, his edge and his sarcasm became more and more accentuated, and eventually, I guess, had a lot to do with the group breaking up. He was the one I always felt, and I think a lot of people felt, with the real excitement. He wasn't the one who wrote the pretty tunes. McCartney did that. But Lennon was the provocative one, the one who made you think.
No hell below us.
Tributes have been pouring in today for John Lennon, who was murdered this morning at 4 a.m. or last night in New York just before 11 o'clock. And of the Beatles themselves, the three remaining, Ringo Starr was told while on holiday and he's flown back to America. George Harrison and Paul McCartney are said to be both in a state of deep shock. But other tributes have come in from the Moody Blues bass player, John Lodge, who knew Lennon when the Beatles were just the Silver Beatles. And he said he was playing Lennon's latest album when the news was broken to him. Roger Daltrey, lead singer of The Who, said, "It's terrible. My heart goes out to his family, wife and sons." Billy J. Kramer, one of the men that Lennon helped on the road to stardom, spoke of the tremendous pressure that Lennon lived under and said that Lennon's death is like having a part of your life taken away from you. The former Prime Minister, Sir Harold Wilson, who recommended the Beatles for MBE Awards in 1965, said that John gave the kids something to think about. He kept them off the streets and did more than all the other forces of law and order could have done put together. Among the many other tributes that have come in is one from the first manager of the Beatles, Alan Williams, who had this to say.
"Oh, I'm just full of sadness. I just can't believe it. I mean, it's all over now. One of the greatest rock and roll musicians has gone, has passed away."
How important was John Lennon to the Beatles as a group?
Well, he was the anchor man. He was the strength of the group. He was the dominant character. Paul was sort of like the PRO of the group. But it was John Lennon and Stuart Sutcliffe. And Stuart Sutcliffe, as you know, was also, he died tragically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very sad day for the whole of the world today.
When did you first get to know them, Alan?
I had a coffee bar club called the Jacaranda Coffee Bar in Slater Street, just off Bow Street. And it was the haunt of all the groups, or beatniks as they were known in those days. And they were just sort of hanging about the coffee bar. Well, we knew them as coffee bar layabouts, as it were, because they used to sag from the school. The first money I ever gave them was for £10 for decorating the ladies' toilets in the Jacaranda.
One of the last interviews that John Lennon was recorded was just last Saturday by Radio 1's Andy Peebles, who arrived back in Britain at 7:15 this morning.
"Hello, hello, it is them themselves sitting here in the studio, live from New York. John and Yoko, say something."
"Happy Christmas."
"And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, etc., etc. Nice to be here, hi."
"So this is Christmas.
what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So strong, the rich and the poor ones, the world is so long, and so happy Christmas, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones, let's stop.
What we wanted to do was have something besides White Christmas being played every Christmas, you know? And there's always a war, right?
Yeah.
There's always somebody getting shot. So every year you can play it and there's always somebody being tortured or shot somewhere. So the lyric stands in that respect.
There's also, for some strange reason in Britain, an incredible fight to get the number one record at Christmas.
Well, the same here.
Joyously orientated or just by whoever it happens to be. But I've always found that very, very strange.
Yeah. But I always wanted to write something that would be a Christmas record that would last forever, you know? And maybe that's not the one. Well, I'd hope they reissue it forever. But also, we did the poster event, which is also War Is Over, if you want it.
You might be interested to know that every Christmas since you released that single, I've received a new copy every year, wherever I've been broadcasting.
Oh, fantastic. Wish they'd send us one. I don't even have one.
That's nice.
What about your private life and your own sense of security these days? David Bowie, I think, has recently said, but the great thing about New York is that he can walk down the street and people, instead of rushing up and ripping his clothes off, will come out, or rather just walk past him and say, "Hi, David, how are you?" And he
exactly.
can say, "I'm very well." Is it the same for John and Yoko?
Yeah, that's what made me finally stay here. It wasn't a conscious decision. I just found that I was going to movies, going to restaurants, and I have the 5 years. You think, you know, it was just baking bread and the baby? No, because I went to Hong Kong and walked around, and people cannot appreciate what it was to, when I left England, I still couldn't go on the street. It was still Carnaby Street and all that stuff was going on. We couldn't walk around the block, couldn't go to a restaurant unless you wanted to go with the business of the star going to the restaurant. Garbage. I've been walking the streets for the last 7 years. I can go right out this door now and go in a restaurant. Do you want to know how great that is? Or go to the movies? I mean, people come up and ask for autograph. or say hi, but they won't bug you, you know?
John Lennon, a tribute to him, who was murdered this morning at 4 a.m. You tune to your local station, BBC Radio Oxford, on 95.2 VHF, 280 metres, medium wave.
It's 5:30 and this is Gordon Rogers at the Radio Oxford News Desk. Police in New York say they do not know why 25-year-old Mark Chapman shot and killed the former Beatle John Lennon early this morning. Chapman, who comes from Hawaii, was charged with murder after the shooting outside the Manhattan apartment building where Lennon and his family lived.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.